War. During the Second World War, the train service ran normally, even though many of the stations were modified to provide shelter. Eventually, they had libraries and bunk beds, medical posts, play centres, and even classrooms in some underground stations. Racketeers did good business by selling sleeping spaces on the platforms illegally. To protect passengers from flying glass, trains had nets fixed over the windows, though holes were cut in the nets so they could still read the station names. As a further safety precaution, floodgates were installed in the tunnels. These were not taken down after the war because engineers were afraid that some unexploded bomb might breach one of the tunnels under the Thames, so they are in place to this day.